The two communities separated by continents and culture, but connected by a terrible past. Members of an Aboriginal community affected by the nuclear bomb tests at Maralinga in the 1950s are connecting with nuclear bomb survivors in Japan. A group of artists from Yalata in South Australia are flying to Nagasaki today to unveil a sculpture for its Peace Park. It'll be the first Australian sculpture in the memorial. The exchange is also allowing the two groups to exchange stories and discuss their experiences. Natalie Whiting visited Yalata and filed this report.
In a simple Lutheran church in the remote Indigenous community of Yalata, locals pray for peace. But the pastor, Russell Bryant, is taking their prayer far from the small church on South Australia's remote west coast. A year ago, Russell Bryant was part of a group that travelled to the Peace Park in Nagasaki, one of the Japanese cities hit by a nuclear bomb.
When I went there, I seen a lot of sculpture from different places, from overseas, and there's nothing there for Australia, from our country.
The people from Yalata and nearby Oak Valley had stories to share with the nuclear bomb survivors in Japan. Anangu people were forced to move to the remote communities because of British nuclear tests on their lands at Maralinga in the 1950s.
When the bomb went off, some people survived, some people died.
Is it still hard for people?
Yes.
After returning from Japan, a men's sculpture group started working on a piece to take back.
So we were thinking, oh, we can make a pity.
And what's a pity?
Pity means, oh, like carrying fruits and carrying babies like that.
The sculpture project is part of a bigger arts program called Nuclear Futures. Paul Brown from arts production company Alphaville has been working on the project.
Atomic survivors in Nagasaki and Hiroshima don't know the story of atomic testing in Australia. The Japanese are simply amazed that this took place.
Today, Paul Brown, Russell Bryant and six other Anangu people involved in the project are flying back to Japan to officially unveil the sculpture.
The sculpture expresses that idea of hands passing over the traditional dish with the bounty that's contained within it as an offering, as an exchange that represents peace.
Russell Bryant says it's good to share the stories.
And it's a bit different, but they both got a lot of stories. They both got the same stories.
The sculpture will ensure the stories from Maralinga and Yalata continue to be heard well beyond the borders of the small community.
And keep your peace. Amen.
Natalie Whiting with that report.